In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The Tour de France is one of the most grueling bicycle competitions in the world. It's over 2,000 miles in length, hilly terrain, some of it downright mountainous. There are temperature extremes as one goes up and down in elevation and in latitude. The bicyclists eat and drink while on the go. They do other things while on the go. Bicyclists ride some 20,000 miles a year to train for it. And many of them do it multiple years in a row, year after year after year. They endure muscle and joint pain and injuries. What motivates bicyclists to train for and to race this race? Is it the prize money? Well, currently, the winner receives $500,000, give or take, based on the euro, with numerous $25,000 and $10,000 prizes. Now, that could be a motivator, except the prizes have not always been that large, and the race has been going on for more than a century. In fact, from 1976 to 1986, first prize was the use of an apartment for a month. That was first prize. During that period, a man named Bernard Hinault competed in all of them and won five times. When you add up all his training, the number of miles he put on a bicycle, his injuries, the weeks and months away from family, I'm not sure the use of an apartment was his motivation to race, let it alone multiple times over a decade. I would suggest that his motivation was the love of the sport, the love of the competition. Something in his blood drove him to do it that had nothing really to do with the prize money potential at the end. It was a much deeper motivation. St. Theophylact writes about three reasons people follow God. Now, there are plenty of other ones, but here are three basic reasons that he presents. He says, at the lowest level, some people are like slaves. They obey God's rules to avoid punishment, a fear of hell, a fear of wrath, a fear of karma. And while fear might get you doing the right thing, its motivation is rather shaky. This person does right because they don't want to be caught. The fear of being caught is what prevents them from doing wrong. Theophylact says the next stage is like a hired servant, the employee. This person follows God for the wages, for the rewards, a desire for heaven, comfort or protection in this life. If I do well, God will reward me. And again, rewards might get you doing the right thing, but it is an immature motivation, he says. This person only does good in hopes of being recognized. The highest stage, Theophylact says, is those who are not slaves or servants, but children of God, and do good because they are his sons and daughters. Those who follow God because they love God. Those that follow God because they believe in doing right. Those that follow God because as sons and daughters of God, the divine nature has touched them, and they do right for its own sake. This person does right even if nobody is watching. The child of God does right because they believe in doing right. Because they have put on Christ, they begin to act like Christ. Their motivation is love and not rewards or fear. Today in the gospel, we hear of God's judgment. There's an earthly sense of judgment that can have different meanings. We're taught from a young age, right? Don't judge others. By that, to judge, it means to look down on someone based on some criteria we have in our minds. There's other meanings of judge. One is to discern or reveal what happened or what is true. A back judge in football is not saying, oh, this guy's a good player. Oh, I like his motivations for playing football. He's a judge, but his judgment is simply, were his feet in bounds? It was simply revealing what actually happened. God's judgment is an entirely different thing. God is the only one who can see both the actions and into the heart. And God is the only one that therefore can judge both of these. Now in the Kentuckian hymn of today, we say when Christ comes in glory, it says the books will be opened and the hidden things disclosed. God's judgment is not to look down on us, but to reveal. to reveal our actions and motivations. In the gospel reading, we get all three of Theophylact's motivations presented. There's the punishment of wrongdoers, those who ignored the needy. There's the reward of those who did well, those who served neighbor and stranger. But the content of judgment is neither reward nor punishment. The content of that is love. Jesus asked, "Did you show love to me by showing love to the lowest of humanity?" Not just your family, not just your friends, not just your buddies, but to the lowest of humanity. Did you show love to them? And here's where motivation of those who did well is revealed. They did right even though they didn't know anyone was watching. They say, "When did we see you hungry or thirsty? When did we see you naked or in prison?" They didn't even realize that the Lord was watching. They just did right because the right was the right thing to do. And more proof that their motivation was love and not rewards is that Jesus doesn't say, "Come collect your wages." He says, "Come inherit the kingdom." Inherit is a term for children, not employees. Children who show they share the nature of the Father. Children who show the image of God is still in them. Children who choose to love the least of humanity in their actions. I don't believe for a minute that Bernard Hinault trained for, competed in, and won the Tour de France 5 times just for the use of some apartment. It had to be something deeper. It had to be the love of the sport and the love of the competition. And when Jesus comes and opens the books and reveals your heart, what will it show? A slave who does right out of fear? A hired hand who does right for the rewards? Or a child of God whose love for neighbor was so strong it flowed out in action to the least of humanity? Amen.